Welcome back to Project Independence and You at Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I hope you enjoyed Old Time Radio, The Saint, the tuba player. It did sound kind of exciting. Next week, we'll be having Old Time Radio as well. So now it is time for Talk of the Town. So we're here with Jerry Pretzman. Jerry, you've been a great co-host as usual. A quick show, we always say.
Right, flies right by.
Goes right by. I have like all these questions to ask, and we have like no time to ask them. But right. The information is always great, and that's why Talk of the Town is important, because we'll go over that, and we'll give out the phone numbers and the contact. And, of course, the... How do we say this? The star of Talk of the Town is Christina Liu, who is also the radio show producer for Project Independence and You.
Before going on network television.
There we go.
She, as I was saying earlier in the show, she works very, very hard to pull these shows together. It's every week. It's the both guests we had and their, you know, incredible stories and tying them into the town. And then, you know, even Talk of the Town. It's, I mean, Jerry, you see how many piles of paper Christina and I have. She's got a laptop going. There's a lot going on in the town. So let's get to that. What's going on?
Can I make one comment?
Only one.
Right. When you participate in these programs, the co-host, what you appreciate is that there's so many opportunities to be a volunteer. And being a volunteer doesn't mean 9 to 5, 5 days a week. You can pretty much set your own time and do that. But it's a two-way street, and you get as much out of it as probably you give, maybe even more. So if you have some free time and available, call 311, see what opportunities there are. And maybe you can add another dimension to your life.
Right. And Jerry, even if you're just thinking about it, you could always come to a committee meeting of Project Independence and kind of hear what's going on and then, you know, decide if it's something you want to volunteer about. But you're absolutely right. There is a lot of volunteer opportunity, and you could call to find out what opportunities we have. And also Carol O'Neill was speaking about volunteer opportunities. So it is so important.
And I think, too, what's, you know, great about, you know, the volunteering as well is that there's, you know, we were talking during the break about how there's so many wonderful residents in North Hempstead that had careers and have all kinds of interests and skills in so many different ways. And a lot of those volunteers have actually now provide programming in groups for us, which I always find really wonderful. You know, Barbara Melman is our go-to expert. You know, we've had her on the radio program, and her sessions that she does are so popular now. I mean, they really are filling up quick, because she'll do everything from, you know, the basics of Facebook to how to search things online. You know, and it's really wonderful. And so she volunteers, and we have Martha Cohen, who does our fabulous World in Motion group. That's really great, and they get in quite the heated topics. You know, I love going in there after, and you see on the chalkboard all the writing on the wall. But, you know, it's a great group, and now she'll be doing these Project Independence players in the fall, which will be a drama group, which will definitely be exciting, you know. And we just had so many volunteers, you know, that's just two, you know, along the way. So if you have any skills or any interest and think, you know, there's a program that would be beneficial to our seniors, you can call 311 and, you know, meet with us and talk about it, which I think is.
And also one of the things we talk about in a lot of different programming that we do, from fitness to, you know, coming on the radio show, is you're never too old to start up.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, even if it's something you never thought of, coming on the radio show, if you have the gift of gab, and you
want to listen, you know, because that's what we say those are the only requirements, is, you know, you need to be able to talk and to listen, and, you know, we don't require that you had some fabulous radio show broadcasting experience in the past, but all of our co-hosts, I mean, each and every one of them, they come in prepared, they ask great questions, they're engaged, and all of us sit here every week and we walk away with these golden nuggets, you know, of information each week, which is really wonderful.
I mean, Jerry, you've interviewed, you've had the Senior Talk Radio, you've been on here several times. I'm sure you've never had a time where you didn't have something interesting to ask, or you haven't learned something. So
absolutely. I mean, it's amazing. And I think the important thing is that it gives you, if you're only a listener, give you a sense of the facilities that are available to make North Hempstead one of the best places to retire in the whole USA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Jerry.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right.
And a kudos to Jerry, because this radio show is here because of Jerry's suggestion about the radio show. So he, you know, before this even started, said, listen, I mean, it was a little bigger scale originally.
Right.
he heard that there was grants being given out for these.
Never done it.
Yeah. It was like a 24/7 radio show, which is 2 hours a week is plenty.
Right.
Yeah,
but you know, luckily, you know, he brought this idea in, and then we were able to get this partnership going with the wonderful LIU Post, and it's been quite the marriage ever since.
So. It has.
It's a great thing, and it's a great place to be able to showcase these amazing organizations. Yeah. And I just want, you know, we had Carol and Yale on, who is from the wonderful EAC, you know, and then there's these great community-based organizations out there that provide so many services that people really, I don't think, you know, they might know one or two, but they don't know the full scope of things, you know. And last week we had on Family and Children's Association. I mean, they had such wonderful, there's all these new programs they're providing, you know, everything from like helping, they got a grant to help with mental health issues. And what was great too, they got a caregiver grant to help educate caregivers on Alzheimer's.
So
it's great because you're able to use both of, you know, the EAC kind of services for respite and something like this too, which, you know, I think it really just helps you age in place and care for the one that you love. And they have memory cafes that they're doing. You know, so there's all these different services that, you know, because we were sitting here and I was like, you know, we work with Family and Children's, and I didn't know about half of these programs myself. So it's just great to be able to get the word out there and call 311. You'll be connected to one of our social workers who know about all of these programs and can connect you directly to each of them. So
it's important, like you said, the key phrase, which is get the word out, which is what this program, this radio show is doing. It's telling you, you know, Project Independence, great. Here's the phone number. Here are the people we're associated with. Here are the programs. It's here for you. There's no charge for anything, I think, except just for taxi transportation to go to your doctor at a very low rate. So everything is free. And you just call 311 and you can find out about any guest, about any program, any service at any time.
Absolutely. I like that. That was a perfect little tagline there. We'll bring you back. I like that.
Thank you so much.
But on top of all the things that Project Independence is doing, you know, North Hempstead has so many wonderful initiatives and programs that they're doing. And something that's coming up actually June 6th, on Tuesday, June 6th at the Hillside Library, and on Monday, June 12th at the Manhasset Library, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the town's building department hosts these mobile evening office hours. So they go around to, there'll be a bunch more dates too. They go to all these different libraries. The town's resident advocate is there, and the mobile building department unit. And it's a great place to have, you know, you can ask whatever questions. You bring your documentation, applications, things you might have questions regarding. And it's the perfect venue to get these questions answered.
You know what? I think that was a news day today, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I was quickly looking through. As I was driving, no, I'm kidding. I wasn't driving. But I did look through the paper this morning, and I do think that was in there. There was something about these programs, about building department.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's really great, too, because you can hear other people's questions, you know, and everybody knows that it gets very complex trying to figure out what kind of permits you need, or, you know, you want to make sure everything is in order, you know, whether you're buying or selling a home, or, you know, just trying to keep an even keel in your home. So,
right, because I think they said that every home in North Hempstead has a file. Going back. Yep. So every address, you can go in and just kind of see if you're thinking about moving, or you just want to look and see if there's, you know, the history of the house. And you just,
and I think, you know, we say this pretty much every week, but it's a definitely important thing to say, is that, you know, North Hempstead on the whole is we're always just trying to prepare. Project Independence goal is to prepare you before the emergency, you know, and the town overall has this too. So, you know, it's, nobody wants to get, because these things take a long time. You don't want to be stuck in that place and say, oh my God, I don't have a permit for this. I can't sell the house. You know, I can't. So it gets crazy. So just, it's definitely worth going and getting your getting direct questions answered. So that is June 6th and June 12th. Call 311 if you need more information on that as well. And another, Clark Botanic Garden, every week there's some kind of new exciting thing that's going on there. And on Saturday, June 12th, this could be the first ever Rose Day. Not to be confused with Rosé Day. I almost like said it first. I saw that first. Not this day.
Right. We're still on air, Christina.
But they're having this rose, and I mean, there's a beautiful, sustainable rose garden there. And you'll find out why certain roses were chosen for this garden and learn about, like, where they can be found. There's, you know, and the lecture's outside on the lawn. So it's a very beautiful place. And there's a tour of the garden and demonstrations on, you know, how to care for your roses. So it's really a great thing. And they're also doing these home sustainability classes. You know, it's really trying to, in this, teach you about serious environmental concerns and how to prevent certain things. So North Hempstead's sticking strong with these. And we have how to build a rain garden will be one of the classes.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Native plant gardening, recycle the rain, learn how to compost. So these are all different skills. And it's just great to go. They're all free. The only thing you might have to purchase is just some additional materials for something.
Right.
But it's, you know, minimal. You have to register for these as well. But I really encourage people to go, you know, because it's these great eco-friendly kind of things to do at your home. So check that out. You
Sounds
can call
cool.
311 for that. And then there's, I think you might be familiar with Ranger Eric Powers, who I think he's come to Kidstock, whatever those things are called. I think they call it Kidstock. The Quail Project. He has a show, actually, and this is a huge little initiative, which is very adorable. He has a show on the North Hempstead TV channel called Off the Trail. And this is a whole project that North Hempstead's doing that when the quails are mature enough, they're released back into the environment. And what's amazing about this is that this is a way of reducing ticks naturally without having to do all these pesticides. You know, I remember we were, which I hope they'll do again, are with their bat boxes.
Yeah.
Last year, which one of our co-hosts, Otto, was fascinated with these concept of these bat boxes because they were all over different parks of North Hempstead. And these bats, it would really, I forgot the number, but it was some huge amount of mosquitoes they were able to get, you know, in a couple of minutes. So it's great to have all these things, you know, that you know, avoiding having to, you know, add more pesticides to the area. So
that's great because I was reading that that ticks are out of control.
Yeah, it's a major problem.
So you got to be really, really cognizant about that wherever you go, on any trail, anywhere. But we have about 20 seconds left in this second to last segment of the show. So when you come back,
We have much more.
We have so much more to talk about. I can't believe how
there's always something going on.
That's right. You can't be bored in North Hempstead.
You cannot. Fun Day Monday starting soon. Right. There's so much information. So we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Project Independence and You at WCWP.org.